The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5, text number 16, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on May 2, 2011, in Riga, Latvia.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text number 16. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Om namo bhagavate
Jnanena tu taragyanam, jnanena tu taragyanam, yesham nashitam atmanah, nesham nashitam atmanah, tesham aditya vajjnanam, tesham aditya vajjnanam, prakashayati tatparam, prakashayati tatparam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. Purport. Those who have forgotten Krishna must certainly be bewildered. But those who are on Krishna consciousness are not bewildered at all. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvam jnana plavena jnanagni sarvakarmani and nahi jnanena sadrisham. Knowledge is always highly esteemed. And what is that knowledge? Perfect knowledge is achieved when one surrenders unto Krishna. As it is said in the 7th chapter, 19th verse, Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mang prapadyate. After passing through many, many births, When one is perfect in knowledge, surrenders unto Krishna, and when one attains Krishna consciousness, then everything is revealed to him, as everything is revealed by the sun in the daytime. The living entity is bewildered in so many ways. For instance, when he unceremoniously thinks himself God, he actually falls into the last snare of nescience. If a living entity is God, then how can he become bewildered by nescience? Does God become bewildered by nescience? If so, then nescience, or Satan, is greater than God. Real knowledge can be obtained from a person who is perfect in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, one has to seek out such a bona fide spiritual master, and under him learn what Krishna consciousness is. For Krishna consciousness will certainly drive away all nescience, as the sun drives away all darkness. Even though a person may be in full knowledge that he is not this body, but is transcendental to the body, he still may not be able to discriminate between the soul and the super soul. However, he can know everything well if he cares to take shelter of the bona fide, perfect, Krishna-conscious spiritual master. One can know God in one's relationship with God only when one actually meets a representative of God. A representative of God never claims that he is God, although he has paid all the respect ordinarily paid to God, because he has knowledge of God. One has to learn the distinction between God and the living entity. Lord Krishna therefore stated in the chapter that every living being is individual and that the Lord also is individual. 2:12. They were all individuals in the past, they are individuals at present, and they will continue to be individuals in the future, even after liberation. At night, we see everything as one in the darkness. But in day, when the sun is up, we see everything in its real identity, identity with individuality in spiritual life, is real knowledge. Mm-hmm. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Balakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So why remain in the darkness? And why not come to the light? Why suffer? When you can taste inconceivable bliss. Krishna consciousness means inconceivable bliss. It's not like the temporary so-called bliss of this material world. Today I'm celebrating, and tomorrow I'm crying. The devotee is always celebrating Krishna consciousness. Inconceivable happiness. It just keeps getting sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. It's so sweet, you couldn't imagine it could get sweeter, but then sure enough, it gets sweeter. That is Krishna consciousness. So, if I'm not feeling blissful, that means I'm not Krishna conscious. That means I'm hanging out in the material energy. I'm still in the shackles of Maya. So, do not remain in the shackles of Maya. This is intelligence. Why be miserable? When you can be ecstatic, all you have to do is remember Krishna 24 hours a day. But how I can do that? There's so many distractions. Prabhupada tells us. He says right here, you have to seek out a bona fide spiritual master, and under him learn what Krishna consciousness is. In other words, you need help. I know, I tried it. I tried to be Krishna conscious on my own for a few years. It doesn't work. Unless you become humble and surrender to a bona fide spiritual master, you can never really grasp Krishna consciousness. You can lick the outside of the bottle, but there's not much honey out there.
But nekāda medus tur nav.
If you want to get the real honey, you got to take the lid off that jar. Stick that tongue down in there. Then you're going to get the real honey. Let me tell you. So the art of how to open the jar, that is that you have to learn that from a bona fide spiritual master. You'll never be able to do it independently. Only, that's why Rupa Goswami emphasizes, he says in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Adau Garashvayam. The very first thing to do on the pathway of self-realization is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Tāpēc Rūpa Goswāmī to pasvītro Bhakti Nektārā, ka pats pirmais solis, kas ir jāveic cilvēkam, jāpieņem patvērums pie paties garīgā skolotāja.
One lady was in Lithuania was criticizing me. She said, at the end of every lecture, you say we should surrender to a guru.
Viena kundze Lietuvā kritizēja mani. Viņa teica, katras lekcijas noslēgumā jūs sakat, ka mums jāuztic sevi ir guru.
I told her, I don't say that at the end of every lecture. But that's a great idea. I think I should start doing them. And you know what? She surrendered and took pranam mantra.
She surrendered?
She surrendered and took pranam mantra, yeah. Guru Mata gave her a brahmastra, a philosophical brahmastra, and because of Guru Mata's heavy preaching, she surrendered. Yeah, actually, what she said in the class was, she said, I know how to give, but I don't know how to take. Wasn't that what she said? Yeah, I know how to give, but I don't know how to take.
Tas, ko viņa teica, mums sarunājoties pēc tam ir, ka viņa teica, es zinu, kā dot, bet es nezinu, kā paņemt.
So Guru Mata said, no, actually, you know how to take, but you know how to give.
Guru Mata teica, nē, patiesībā ir otrādi, jūs zinat, kā ņemt, bet nezinat, kā dot.
And she realized she'd been defeated, and she surrendered.
Un tad viņa saprata, ka viņa ir sakauta, un tad viņa padevās un uzticēja sevi.
She'd been chanting 16 rounds for 17 years without taking a guru.
Viņa 17 gadus atkārtoja, pie 16 apuļus katru dienu, viņa nebija pieņēmusi guru.
So, it's really important. You can't just go on chanting and not take a spiritual master. If you really want to get into the pure essence of Krishna consciousness, you have to have a spiritual master.
Saprotiet, tas nedarbojas. Jūs nevarat vienkārši turpināt atkārtot mantru un nepieņemt garīgo skolotāju. Jūs vēlaties saprast Krishna apziņas būtību, jums ir jāpieņem garīgais skolotājs.
It's not my words, this is what Prabhupada is saying.
Un tie nav mani vārdi, tas ir tas, ko Prabhupāda saka.
One can know God and one's relationship with God only when one actually meets a representative of God.
Cilvēks var iepazīt Dievu un savas attiecības ar Dievu tikai tad, ja viņš patiešām satiek Dieva pārstāvi.
It's really, really essential.
Un tas ir ļoti, ļoti būtiski.
Krishna confirms it in the Adi Purana.
Un Krishna to Adi Purana apstiprina.
As I've quoted a few times lately, Aye me bhakta jana parato, na me bhakta shtate janaha. Mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. My dear son Aprita, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he's not my devotee.
Es vairākas reizes jau to citējis. Aprita's dēls, tas, kas ir mans kalps, nav mans kalps.
But the one who is the devotee of my devotee,
bet tas, kas ir mana kalpa kalps,
he is my devotee.
Tas ir mans kalps.
So you want to be a devotee of Krishna?
You vēlaties būt Krishna's kalps?
Without taking a guru?
Bez guru pieņemšanas?
Krishna says, I don't consider to be my devotee.
Krishna saka, es nepieņemšu jūs kā savu kalpu.
But if you take shelter of my representative, the bona fide spiritual master,
bet ja tu pieņems patvērumu pie mana pārstāvja, paties garīgā skolotāja,
then you're okay. Then you're my devotee, you see. Srila Prabhupada compares it to a dog, sabaka. There's two kinds of sabakas. There's the street sabaka, and there's the house sabaka, you see. And we don't, here in the Western countries, we don't see those, so many street sabakas. How many of you have been to Vrindavan? You've seen the street sabakas there. Ooh, it's horrible. I mean, it's horrible. oh my God, the spread, the skinny bodies with all the hair falling off, all the wounds from the fights they had with other dogs. He just cried to look at those poor street sabakas. How many of you been to Juhu Beach in Bombay, where Prabhupada used to take his walks? How many of you in the Juhu Beach? Just a few, yeah. On Juhu Beach, all the big wealthy businessmen, they take their morning walk. And they imitate the Westerners. They have their dogs, their sabakas, you see. Now those street dogs, they are very lean and thin. But those dogs, those house sabakas, they are stout and strong and jolly. So Prabhupada says there is anatta and sanatta. Anatta means without a master, that street dog.
Anatta nozīmē bez skolotāja, tas ir klaiņojošais.
And sanatta means with a master, that's the dog who lives in the house with a master.
Ir saimnieks, tas ir mājas sons.
So, if we don't have guru, we are like street dogs.
That's ja mums nav guru, tad mēs esam tā kā klaiņojošie suņi.
It's very difficult for a street dog.
Ļoti grūta dzīve ir klaiņojošam sunim.
So, guru is very important.
Guru ir ļoti svarīgs.
But don't take guru as sabaka.
Bet neattiecaties pret guru kā pret suni.
You become the sabaka of your spiritual master, not the other way around.
Jūs kļūstat par suni savam garīgajam skolotājam, nevis otrādi.
Sometimes the disciple, they say, well, Gurudev, if you give me this order, it's okay. If you give me that order, I reject you.
Dažkārt skolnieks saka, Gurudev, jūs man dosiet tādu norādījumu, to es pieņemšu, bet ja jūs man dosiet šitādu norādījumu, tad es atteikšos no jums.
As long as you give me the orders that are on my approval list, then I'll continue to accept you as my guru, and if you give me orders that are on my non-approval list, then I reject you.
Tik ilgais man, tik kamēr jūs dosiet man tos norādījumus, kas ir tajā sarakstā, kam es piekrītu, tik ilgais jūs uzskatīšu par guru, bet tikko jūs sāksiet dot norādījumus, kas ir sarakstā, kam es nepiekrītu, es atteikšos no jums kā skolotāja.
Who's supposed to surrender to who?
But kam ir jākalpo?
The guru is supposed to surrender to the disciple to find out what orders he can give and what he can't give.
Vai skolotājiem ir jādomā, kā kalpot savam skolniekam, domājot, kādus rīkojumus.
My dear disciple, give me your list of all the approved orders that I can give you.
Dārgais skolniek, iedod man sarakstu ar visiem tiem norādījumiem, kurus akceptēju.
And the orders I can't give you so I can remain as your guru.
Un iedod man sarakstu ar tiem norādījumiem, kurus nedrīkst dot, lai es varētu palikt tavs guru.
That's ridiculous. So don't be that kind of a disciple. The Gurudev can tell me to do this, but he can't tell me to do that. Don't ask the spiritual master to be your disciple. You become the disciple of your spiritual master. That's the proper move. Because when you actually do that, when you're ready to do anything the spiritual master asks you without any hesitation, then you are a bona fide disciple and you are recognized by Krishna. When you become the sold out property of your spiritual master, Krishna becomes your personal property. So it's a pretty good deal. You get to have Krishna as your personal property. That person who owns everything. Who controls everything. Who knows everything. Becomes your personal property. Just imagine how fortunate that position is to be a pure devotee of Krishna. Pure devotee cannot be lacking in anything. Because he possesses Krishna, who possesses and owns and controls everything. So, if we want to become the pure devotee, we have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. And the spiritual master will bestow all blessings upon us if we fully surrender to him. And we will get out of this vicious cycle of birth and death.
Un mēs tiksim ārā no šī te mežonīgā piedzimšanas un nāves cikla.
So, I can ask now if there's any questions.
Jautājumi, vai kādi jautājumi?
Оскорбить святые имена и боишься обидеть преданного, потому что это может сказаться на что в таких случаях делать.
Я там читал, потому что я если первый раз скажу чапу, кадс на бахтам пенат, он будет мне кого-то дарить. Un es tagad nezinu, kā darīt. Es saprotu, ka kalpošana Krišnam un no vienas puses un Krišnas vārda atkārtošana tur ir Krišna. Kā man rīkoties, lai neveiktu apvainojumu pret svēto vārdu un pret baktām? Sometimes when I chant my rounds, devotees approach me and ask me to do something. And I understand that chanting God's names or serving for Him, that's Krishna is there and there, and I don't know what to do, how to not to make
The best thing is to get up early and chant your rounds before anybody will ask you to do some service. Then there's no problem. That's the best thing. If you're chanting during the day, you're a sitting duck for being engaged in service.
Sitting duck.
So get those rounds done early, you see. But actually, by chanting Hare Krishna, you're saying, my dear Lord, please engage me in service. And the service comes, you say, no. So you're contradicting yourself. When the service comes, you say, oh, service, I was praying for it, and now it's come. Thank you. Okay, next question. Yeah.
Какую-то роль играем мы либо на работе, либо ученики, либо там, на соседи кому-то, да? И даже уже будучи уверенными, что это путь правильный, и даже внутри кажется, что уже я этого не стесняюсь, но все равно в социальном обществе нету такого момента, не бывает так, что мы признаемся в том, что мы слуги Господа Кришны. И когда кто-то спрашивает, а не хочешь ли ты там на Кришнадвара на 56? Ну, как бы так скромно, ну, да. Ну, хотя вроде бы уже уверенность есть, что вот он путь. Но признаться в этом в социальной сфере как-то не хватает смелости. И в уме уже кажется, что я даже уже не стесняюсь, если я не узнаю. Но сказать вслух не получается. Почему?
Я думаю, что социальная жизнь. Mums ir tik grūti pateikt apkārtējiem, ka mēs esam Dieva kalpi. Why is it that in our social life, even we believe that we belong to this Krishna consciousness movement, but it is so difficult to openly tell others that yes, I am one of this movement. I'm a servant of God. Why it is so difficult?
Because we think it's a cult.
Tāpēc, ka mēs domājam, ka tas ir kults.
We don't realize it's a science.
Mēs nesaprotam, ka tā ir zinātne.
We have a tendency to think this is another religion.
Mums ir tendence domāt, ka tā ir vēl viena reliģija.
Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Hare Krishna.
Islam's Hare Krishna.
This is wrong idea, the wrong thinking we have, you see.
Mums ir nepareiz domāšana.
This is not another religion.
Tā nav reliģija.
This is the science of reconnecting the self with the Supreme Self.
Tā ir zinātne par to, kā atjaunot attiecības ar augstāko personību.
If you understand this as a science, you will have no hesitation to enlighten everyone with this science.
Un tad, kad jums būs saprata par to, ka tā ir zinātne, jūs nekavēsieties apgaismot arī par šo zinātni.
Still thinking it's a religion.
Jūs joprojām domājat, ka tā ir reliģija.
You're not fully understanding how it's a science.
Jūs nesaprotat pilnībā, kādā veidā tā ir zinātne.
So you need to study Srila Prabhupada's books more carefully.
Jums ir daudz uzmanīgāk jāsatē šī jūs prakārtas.
Read all the books. Everything, every book you can get.
Visas prakvātas grāmatas, kāds vien varat iegūt.
In great depth, study every single book you can read. You read English? Yeah, read, get all the books. Every single book. Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Read everything, and then you'll become a powerful preacher.
Lasiet visu, un tad rezultātā jūs kļūsiet par varenu sludinātāju.
You will get energy from preaching.
Un jūs būsiet enerģiju no sludināšanas.
Instead of being timid about preaching, you'll get power from it. You'll be given power. The more you preach, you'll get empowerment.
Un tieši būs tas efekts, ka tagad jūs kautrējaties un tāds biklums rodas, bet sludināšanas rezultātā, bet tad jums būs spēks nāks no sludināšanas.
Next question. There's two back there. I'll take the man first, and then the lady next.
Prabhu, вы сначала. Как проявляется счастье преданным, если преданный относится к счастью Гуру, он спокойно? Как оно проявляется? Вы говорили?
Ка испаужас Дева Калпа, Бхакта, ка испаужас лайме, ja bakta vienādi attiecās gan pret prieku, gan pret bēdām.
How happiness is expressed in a devotee if a devotee similarly sees happiness and distress?
How is devotee...
How devotee express his happiness, how happiness is seen in a devotee if, according to Bhagavad Gita, a devotee should see happiness and distress equally. He's not disturbed by happiness nor distress.
Yes, that the equal vision of happiness and distress is material happiness and distress.
Vienāds redzējums attiecībā uz laimi un ciešanām attiecās uz materiālo laimi un materiālām ciešanām.
He's situated beyond these dualities in transcendental bliss. That's different from the dualities of happiness and distress.
Un viņš atrodas ārpus šīs dualitātes. Viņš atrodas citā līmenī. Tas ir pavisam, viņa laime ir citā līmenī.
Just like today in the U.S., everybody is very happy. They're dancing in the streets and singing. There's a big celebrations all over the U.S. Osama bin Laden was killed today.
Amerikā cilvēki dzied un dejo uz ielām, tāpēc ka Osama bin Ladens ir nogalināts.
Everybody is going, USA, USA! They're waving the flag and singing and dancing and celebrating all over the U.S. right now.
Viņi ar karogi iznāk uz ielās un svin šo notiku.
But then some other day they'll all be, you know, on September, on 9-1-1, they were all crying, you see.
Bet 11. septembrī viņi visi raudās.
So, the devotee, he sees both of these within the realm of the dualities.
Bhakti redz abu šos notikumus vienkārši dualitātes ietvaros.
He's transcendental to the distress of 9-1-1 and the happiness of Osama bin Laden being bumped off by the U.S.
Viņš ir ārpus šiem tēt nelaimiem, kas attiecās uz 11. septembri, vai to, ka laimi, kas saistās ar Osama bin Laden nogalināšanu.
He is situated on a transcendental platform beyond these the waves of happiness and distress.
Viņš ir pārpasaulīgā līmenī, kas ir ārpus šiem te laimes un nelaimes ciešanu viļņiem.
What is his happiness?
Un kāda ir viņa laime?
He's associating with Krishna.
Viņa laime ir, viņš biedrojas ar Krishna.
The unlimitedly beautiful.
kas ir bezgalīgi skaists.
Unlimitedly powerful.
Bezgalīgi varens.
Unlimitedly renounced.
Bezgalīgi atsacījies no visa.
Unlimitedly omniscient. All-knowing.
Bezgalīgi visu zinošs.
Unlimitedly wealthy.
Bezgalīgi bagāts.
An unlimitedly famous supreme person.
Un bezgalīgi slavena.
There's no duality in that happiness.
Un šajā laimē, tur nav dualitātes.
Material happiness and distress is like this.
Materiālās laimes un ciešanas ir
lūkā. It's like the seasons of the year.
Tas tāpat kā gada laiki.
For a devotee, it's just pure bliss getting sweeter and sweeter for all of eternity.
Bet bhakta izjūta tīru svētlāk, kas kļūst arvien saldāk un saldāk.
This material life is like this. Happiness,
laime.
Distress, happiness, distress, happiness, distress.
Laime, ciešanas,
spiritual life is
un garīga laime ir
ever increasing bliss
arvien pieaugoša svētlaime
for all of eternity.
Mūžīgi.
As you go deeper and deeper into your loving relationship with Krishna.
Jo jūs dziļāk ejat savās attiecībās ar Krishna.
With no limit.
Tad nav nekāda ierobežojuma.
Do you understand?
Vai saprotat? I understand, but my question was how it is expressed. How can we see that one is
within your own? How do you find it within yourself?
No, in others.
Or within others?
Yeah, in others. How can we see that one is?
Well, you can't. The only way you can really recognize it is if you have it yourself.
Patiesi jūs to varat atpazīt tad, ja jūs to izbaudāt.
Because it's very easy to see material happiness and think that it's spiritual happiness. If you're not realized yourself, you can easily mistake material happiness as being spiritual happiness.
Ja jūs neesat pats saprats, ko nozīmē garīgā laime, tad jūs citos varat kļūdīties, viegli pieņemt materiālo laimi par garīgas laimes izpausmi.
The only way to really know the difference is you have to become Krishna conscious.
Tāpēc, lai jūs patiešām varētu redzēt atšķirību, jums ir jābūt.
You have to learn from a bona fide spiritual master how you can experience that transcendental happiness 24 hours a day.
Jums jāmācās no paties garīgā skolotāja, kā jūs varat izbaudīt šo laimi 24 stundas dienā.
And then you'll be, when you're experiencing it yourself, then you can discern whether somebody else is experiencing transcendental bliss or mundane happiness.
Un tikai tad, kad jūs pats sevi to būsiet piedzīvojis, tikai tad jūs varēsiet redzēt citos, vai viņš piedzīvo vienkārši laicīgu materiālo laimi vai patiesu garīgo svētlaimi.
There are certain things that makes it obvious. If somebody is engaged in sinful activities, their happiness is obviously material.
Piemēram, bet ir noteikts lietas, kas kuram mēs varam redzēt, cilvēks iesaistījis grēcīgās darbībās, pilnīgi noteikti viņa laime ir materiāla.
Someone's happiness is based purely on Krishna consciousness and their happiness is spiritual.
Ja cilvēki savukārt laime pilnībā balstās uz Krishnas apziņu, tad tā noteikti ir garīga.
Does that help you to get a clear understanding?
Vai tas palīdz jums saprast skaidrāk?
Okay, and this lady had a question.
Cilvēku skaits ir būtiski palielinājis uz zemes, un ko no tā varam mēs secināt? Mēs varam secināt, ka ir kāds vēseles, kas neveiksmīgi atgriež, kas krīt atkal un atgriežās materiālajā pasaulē, vai tieši otrādi, piemēram, kāda dzīvnieku valstības vēseles progresē un saņem cilvēku formu. During the last centuries, we can see how population on this planet has increased. What conclusion can be derived from that? Is it because a certain number of souls have elevated from the kingdom of animals and become human forms, or it's vice versa that some souls have fallen again?
It's obvious from their behavior they came out from the animal kingdom.
pēc tā, kā viņi rīkojās, ir pilnīgi skaidri redzams, ka viņi nāk no dzīvnieku valstības.
Animals.
So, is it that animals are progressing?
Yeah. That's what it is.
Dzīvnieku progresē, yeah.
They come up from the animal kingdom.
Jautājums ir, dvēsele ir mūžīga. Kur tad dvēseles atrodas visu laiku uz dažādām planētām, kā viņas vispār pārvietojās? The soul is eternal. Question is, how is soul migrating from one place to another place? They are staying on different planets or how it happens?
The analogy is given in the Bhagavad Gita, just like the wind carries the aroma.
Analogija ir dota līdzīgi kā in Bhagavad Gita.
The wind carries a scent, a smell.
But where? In Bhagavad Gita?
Bhagavad Gita, yeah.
Bhagavad Gita. Tas tāpat kā līdzīgi kā vējš pārnes aroma.
So there are subtle levels within this material existence in which one can travel.
Ir ļoti smalki līmeņi šajā materiālā eksistencē, kuru ietvaros var iespējams ceļot.
Just like the yogis, they have a city called Prapti Siddhi.
Piemēram, yogiem ir noteikti spēja.
Prabhupada heard about one yogi. He was sitting in Calcutta. He could reach all the way to Kashmir, which is some, 1,300 kilometers away, and bring one mango from 1,300 kilometers away.
He was sitting where?
In Calcutta.
Dzirdēju Prabhupada par kādu jogu, kurš pats atradās fiziski Kalkutā, bet varēja pārvietoties 1300 km
attālumā
Kašmīrā un dabūt tur mango no turienes.
There are subtle levels in which one can easily travel even great distances.
Ir smalki līmeņi, kuru ietvaros ir iespējams ceļot pat ļoti lielus attālumus.
Within a second.
Sekundes laikā.
So it's not difficult for the higher authorities to transfer one to the suitable place for taking their next birth. They have no problem arranging it. It's not that they have to hire, an airline to transport the jiva or something like that.
Tātad tām augstākajām autoritātēm, visu menedžeriem, nav nekādu problēmu pārvietot dvēseles no vienas vietas uz otru vietu.
They can easily place the jiva into his next suitable body.
Un bez problēmām var pārvietot dvēseli uz nākamo tā derīgo ķermeni.
So, make sure not to take another body again, that's the point.
Galvenais ir nodrošināties, ka nebūs jāpieņem nākamais ķermenis, tas ir svarīgi.
Awaken the pure love of God within your heart.
Atmodiniet tīru mīlestību uz Dievu savā
sirdī. So, you become qualified to be transferred to the kingdom of God at the time of death.
Un tad jūs būsiet kvalificēti, lai jūs nāves brīdī pārvietotu uz Dievu valstī.
That's even a greater distance.
Un tā ir daudz lielāka distance, lielāks
attālums. And you can meet there in less than a second.
Jūs varat momentā tur nokļūt.
Instantly, actually.
Nekavējoties, jūs tur nokļūstat.
So there's no difficulty being transferred.
Tāpēc nav nekādas problēmas vispār pārvietoties.
Simply you have to cultivate the proper consciousness.
Vienīgais, kas ir jādara, ir pareiza apziņa jākultivē.
Krishna consciousness.
Krishna apziņa.
Any other questions?
Kā lai es zinu, ka Krishna apziņa ir absolūtā patiesība? How can I be sure that Krishna consciousness is the absolute truth?
How can I be sure that Krishna consciousness is the absolute truth? So, that's a very good question. We will give you the answer.
Ļoti labs jautājums.
First of all, you have to understand what is the absolute truth.
Pirmkārt, jums ir jāsaprot, kas ir absolūtā patiesība.
First, you have to understand that there is an absolute. The first thing is understand there is an absolute truth. That's the first thing.
Pirmā lieta, kas ir jāsaprot, ka absolūtā patiesība pastāv.
Because some people argue there's no such thing as an absolute truth.
Tāpēc, ka ir cilvēki, kas saka, ka nav tāda lieta, ka absolūtā patiesība.
They say that absolute truth is simply imaginary. There is no such thing.
Viņi saka, ka absolūtā patiesība ir vienkārši iedoms.
But we have to ask such philosophers, my dear sir, are you absolutely sure?
Bet mums jājautā šādiem filozofiem, vai jūs esat pilnīgi pārliecināts par to?
That there's no absolute truth?
Ka nav absolūtas patiesības.
Then you go, well, you can't say, you can't be absolutely sure there is no absolute truth because that's contradicting himself.
Un šāds cilvēks nevar būt absolūti pārliecināts par to, ka nav absolūtās patiesības, jo tad sanāk pretrunā.
So the first thing is to understand that there has to be an absolute truth.
Pirmā lieta, kas ir jāsaprot, ka ir jābūt absolūtai patiesībai.
Because it's impossible for it to not exist.
Tāpēc, ka ir neiespējami, ka tā varētu nepastāvēt.
That's the first place where you have to begin your philosophical understanding.
Tas ir pirmais, ar ko jums jāsāk savu filozofiskā izpratni par šo jautājumu.
And then once you can understand by clear philosophical analysis that there absolutely has to be an absolute truth.
Un tad, kad ar skaidru filozofisku analīzi jūs saprotat, ka ir jābūt absolūtai patiesībai.
Then you can look to see, well, what is that absolute truth?
Tad jūs varat sākt meklēt, kas ir absolūtā patiesība.
And that's a very important question.
Tas ir ļoti svarīgs jautājums.
In fact, that is the most important question.
Patiesībā tas ir vissvarīgākais jautājums.
It is stated in the that Vedanta Sutra.
Ir teikts Vedanta Sutra.
Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now that you have this human form, you must inquire, what is the absolute truth?
Tagad, kad tev ir šī cilvēciskā forma, tavs pienākums ir jautāt par to, kas ir absolūtā patiesība.
This is the beginning of human life.
Ar to sākās cilvēka dzīve.
When one inquires, what is the absolute truth? That is the beginning of human life.
Kad cilvēks uzdod šo jautājumu, kas ir absolūtā patiesība, tas ir cilvēka dzīves sākums.
One who does not inquire about the absolute truth, they are not human beings.
Un tie cilvēki, kas neuzdod par jautājumus par absolūto patiesību, tie nav cilvēki.
So, how do we find out what is the absolute truth?
Un kā tad, lai atrod to, kas tad ir absolūtā patiesība?
The absolute truth is that which is true absolutely in all times, places, and circumstances. It never changes.
Absolūtā patiesība ir tas, kas ir absolūti paties visos laikos, vietās un apstākļos.
Great sages have revealed to us, the great sages who have actually personally experienced the absolute truth, have revealed to us that the absolute truth is that from which everything emanates.
Un dižie gudrie, kas ir pieredzējuši absolūto patiesību, mums ir atklājuši, ka absolūtā patiesība ir tā, no kā viss izpaus, tie ir izpaudies.
In other words, it's the origin of existence.
Citiem vārdiem sakot, tas ir visas eksistences pirmsākums.
Now, the atheists claim there is no origin for existence.
Ateisti saka, ka eksistencei nav cēlonis.
They say that everything just came out of nothing.
Viņi saka, ka viss ir radies no nekā.
But we have to ask them, did you ever get popcorn out of an empty pot?
Bet tad mēs viņiem jautājam, vai jūs esat kādreiz varējuši dabūt popcorn ārā no tukša trauka?
No, when you make popcorn, you have a pot, you put some kernels in the pot, you get the popcorn out of the kernels.
Nē, lai iegūtu popcorn, jūs ieliekat katlā noteiktus šos te kukurūzas graudus, un jūs no kukurūzas graudiem iegūstat popcorn.
So the idea that there's no origin or there's no absolute truth is not a scientific conception.
Tātad šī ideja, ka nav pirmcēloņa vai nav absolūtās patiesības, nav zinātniski.
There must be an origin for everything, there must be an absolute truth.
Ir jābūt pirmcēloņiem, visa pirmcēloņiem, ir jābūt absolūtai
patiesībai. So then, how do you find it?
Tātad, kā jūs to atrodat?
Well, you have a father.
Tātad, jums ir tēvs.
No, your father is here, actually, tonight.
Es redzu, jā, jūs tēvs šobrīd šeit.
And he has his father, your father has a father.
Un jūs tēvam ir tēvs.
Who has a father, who has a father, who has a father, who has a father.
Kuram savukārt ir tēvs, kuram ir tēvs, un kuram arī ir tēvs.
And if you go back until you come to that father who has no father.
Tad mēs ejot nonākam pie tā tēva, kuram nav tēva.
You have arrived at the absolute truth.
Un tad jūs esat sasniegus absolūto patiesību.
The source of all existence.
Tas ir visas eksistences avots.
You find that original father who had no father, that person is the absolute truth.
Un tā personība, kurai nav tēva, kas ir savukārt.
So is that Krishna or is it somebody else?
Ir tas pirmavots, tas pirmcēlots. That's
the question. Is it Krishna or is it somebody else?
Vai tas ir Krishna vai tas ir kāds cits?
Krishna declares that he is that person.
Krishna apgalvo, ka viņš ir šī personība.
And all the great authorities, they declared as well.
Un visas lielās autoritātes atgalvo tieši tāpat.
Parang Brahma, Parang Dhamma, Parvittam, Paramang Bhavam, Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adidivam, Bhajang, Bhavam, Ahustrang, Rishaya, Sarve, Devarsha, Naradastata, Asito, Devalo, Vyasa, Svayam, Chaiva, Bravishime. This is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, texts, what is it, 12 and 13. So, many great authorities who realized the absolute truth of all said that Krishna is that absolute truth. But how can... So we, you're finding it. Ten. Is it that it? Yeah, that's it. These are the verses right here. That's it.
Okay, yeah.
You can read the translation. In English, you are the Supreme Person, the Absolute Truth, the Ultimate Abode, the Purest. You are the eternal, transcendental, original person, the unborn, the greatest. All the great personalities, all the great authorities, such as Sita, Devala, and Vyasa, have confirmed this truth about you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me.
Bhagavad Gita 10. Nodaļas 12. 13. Pantā tas ir teikts. Arjuna sacīja, tu esi Dieva augstākā personība, augstākā mājvieta, vistīrākais, absolūtā patiesība. Tu esi mūžīgais, pārpasaulīgais, sākotnējā personība, nedzimušais un visvarenākais. To saka arī visi dižamie gudrie, Nārada, Asita, Devala un Vyasa. Un tagad tu pats to vēsti man.
So all these great authorities have said that Krishna is the absolute truth.
Tātad visas dižinās autoritātes apgalvo, ka Krishna ir absolūtā patiesība.
So how do you know how do you know for sure they know what they're talking about?
Kā jūs varat būt droši, ka viņi zina, par ko runā?
There's a way to find out.
Yeah, ir veids, kā to var noskaidrot.
Let's say you're going on a trip somewhere to some city, like you're going to Kaunas or something like that.
Piemēram, jūs doties izbraucienā uz kādu pilsētu citu. Piemēram, uz kādu.
And like coming to my Vyasa Puja celebration or something like that. But you don't know you have the address, but you have no idea how to find it. So what do? You ask somebody who looks like they know what they're talking about. They say, if you go down this street for 2 miles, you make a right on this street, you go another 3 blocks, make a left turn on this street. In this way, they give you the detailed directions.
Un tad šie cilvēki saka, tad jūs divas jūtas ejat pa šo ceļu, tad pagriežties pa labi, tad tur trīs kvartālus paiet tā, un tad viņi ar detaļām norāda jums, kā jums nonāk galvenmērķī.
So you begin to think, well, I don't know what else to do, let me go ahead and follow these directions and see what happens.
Un tad jūs domājat, ka tā kā man vienalga nav citas izvēles, es nezinu, ko varētu darīt, tad nu, es iešu un vispār mēģināšu atrast to galvēju tādā veidā.
And you find that each step in the directions, what he told you was absolutely correct.
Un ar katru savu tā gājienu soli jūs pārliecināties, ka viss, ko šis cilvēks teica,
so each time you come to a new turn in his directions and the correct street was given at the right place, then your faith in that person who gave you the directions increases more.
Un katru reizi, kad jūs nonākat pie kārtējā pagrieziena, par ko jums tas cilvēks stāstīja, un jūs redzat, ka tiešām tā ir tā iela un detaļas atbilst tam, kā tika teikts, un jūsu ticība šim cilvēkam nepārtraukt pieaug.
And pretty soon you're absolutely convinced his directions are good because you've been every single direction was correct all at every step of the way.
Un drīz vien jūs esat pārliecināti pilnībā, ka jūs esat par pareizo ceļu, jo ik viens norādījums ved jūs atbilst tam, kā tas tika teikts.
And sure enough, you arrive at the destination.
Rezultātā pilnīgi droši jūs nonākat galamērķī.
So, if you want to make absolutely sure that Krishna is the absolute truth,
un jūs vēlties būt pilnīgi droši par to, vai Krishna ir augstākā patiesība,
you follow the directions that I'm giving you.
Sekojiet šiem te norādījumiem, ko es jums dodu.
And as you follow those directions, you'll see that each step it's confirmed by what you experience.
Un sekojot par šo ceļu, jūs redzēsiet ar katru soli, kā apstiprinās tas, par ko es jums runāju.
So in this way, at each step, your faith in my bona fide directions becomes more strong.
Un ar katru soli jūsu ticību maniem patiesiem norādījumiem kļūs arvien stiprāk.
And when you finally see Krishna face to face, eye to eye, and how he's emanating everything from himself, then you'll know absolutely that you'll absolutely know that it's true.
Un tad, kad jūs acis pret acis satiksieties ar Krishna un redzēsiet, kā viss no viņa izpaužās, tad jūs būsiet pilnīgi droši, ka viss, ka tas tiešām tā ir, un ka viņš ir augstākā patiesība.
So the point is, if you will follow these instructions,
būtība ir tāda, ka jūs sekosiet šiem
norādījumiem, of how to realize Krishna as the absolute truth,
kā izprast Krishna kā absolūto patiesību,
you will personally experience Krishna,
jūs personiski pieredzēsiet Krishna,
how he is emanating from everything from himself, you will personally see and experience Krishna,
kā viņš jūs pieredzēsiet to, kā viņš visu izpauž no sevis,
and you will have scientific proof.
Un tad jums būs zinātnisks pierādījums.
From your own experience.
Kas balstīsies uz jūsu pašu pieredzi.
So this process of Krishna consciousness is a scientific process of how you can personally meet and realize God.
Un šis Krishna apziņas process ir zinātnisks process par to, kā katrs var personiski satikt Dievu.
So if you will follow this process, I absolutely guarantee you will meet Krishna face to face.
Un ja jūs sekosiet šim procesam, es jums pilnīgi droši garantēju, ka jūs satiksieties ar Krishna vaiku vaikā.
So would you like to try this process and meet Krishna?
Vai jūs gribētu pamēģināt šo procesu un satikt Krishna? Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, next question. Right back here. You? Yes.
Получается материальный, ну,
реализация. Ятаемс ir tā, Krishnas apziņa piepild arī materiālās vēlmes. Ятаемс ir, kā neaizrauties ar šīm materiālajām vēlmēm un nepazaudēt Krishnu. Krishnas apziņa. Krishna consciousness fulfills material desires as well. How not to lose that focus, how not to get attracted to too much with these material desires and not to lose focus on Krishna.
Engage everything material in Krishna's service.
Iesaistiet visu materiālo kalpošanā Krishna.
And then there's no problem.
Tad nebūs problēmas.
Nāsaktaśya viṣayaṁ yatarvam bhavyum jajaha nirbandha krishna sambade yuktam vairācyam uchyate prapanchakataya bhujya hari sambandhi vastinaha mumukṣavi parityāgo vairāgyam bhavyum uchyate. So if you will engage everything in Krishna's service, that is proper renunciation.
Jūs visu iesaistīsiet kalpošanā Krishna, tad tā ir pareizais veids, kā atsacīties no lietām.
But if you reject something, thinking, oh, it is material, and that is artificial renunciation.
Bet ja jūs atsakāties no kaut kā, domājot, oh, tas ir materiāls, tad tā ir mākslīga atsacīšanās.
It's like this microphone, you see, it is material.
Tā, piemēram, šis mikrofons, tas ir materiāls.
I actually have two. I have two here, one for recording and one for the sound system.
Man patiesībā divi, viens ierakstam un viens šeit apskaņošanai.
So I'm using two microphones. Some may say, oh, he's too much into material things. He's using two microphones.
That's what they do. Viņš ir ļoti aizrāvies ar materiālām lietām. Viņam ir divi mikrofoni.
This being used for Krishna.
Bet tie tiek izmantot Krishna.
This microphone is for you all in the room to hear it.
Šis mikrofons ir jums visiem.
This microphone is for the whole world to hear it, through the internet.
Šis mikrofons ir, lai dzirdētu visu pasauli.
So, you know, you have to understand that you use everything material for Krishna. Then you can engage the whole world in Krishna's service. Anything used for Krishna, it regains its original spiritual nature.
Viss, kas ir tiek lietots, izmantots kalpošanā Krišnam, tas jūsu atjauno jūsu garīgo dabu.
When Srila Prabhupada arrived in Melbourne, Australia,
kad Srila Prabhupada ieradās Melbourne, Austrālijā,
devotees rented a Rolls-Royce to pick him up at the airport.
Bhaktas noīrēja Rolls-Royce, lai viņu sagaidītu lidostā.
So there was a press conference.
Un bija preses konference.
And they said, Swamiji, if you're renounced, then why are you riding in a Rolls-Royce?
Un preses konferencē kāds jautāja, Swamiji, jūs esat atsacījies no šīs pasaules, kāpēc jūs tad braucat ar Rolls-Royce?
So Srila Prabhupada answered like this.
Un Srila Prabhupada atbildēja sekojoši.
He said, when God travels, he travels in a golden chariot.
Kad Dievs ceļo, tad viņš ceļo zelta ratos.
And the spiritual master, he is God's representative. He is meant to be honored as good as God.
Un garīgais skolotājs ir Dieva pārstāvis, un viņš ir jāgodā tāpat kā Dievs.
Therefore, this Rolls-Royce car is not sufficient.
Un tāpēc šis Rolls-Royce patiesībā nav pietiekoši labs.
So the media, they thought they had found a fault with Prabhupada. They couldn't believe how bold he was and how transcendental he was.
Un viņi mēģināja atrast trūkumu Prabhupādā, bet viņš bija tik drosmīgs, un viņš bija tik tāds...
He was saying the Rolls Royce was some cheap piece of trash. They're picking me up in a cheap piece of trash.
Rolls Royce patiesībā ir lēts kaut kāds, kad draņķis.
So any other questions? Jā.
Говорится, что гуру и ученик должны какое-то время проверять друг друга. Да, в одних писаниях там пишется, что около полугода, где-то больше. Не могли бы в этот процесс описать больше? Как это происходит?
Rakstos ir teikts, ka skolotājs un skolnieks viņiem ir jāpārbauda kādu noteiktu laiku vienam otru. Jūs varētu pastāstīt plašāk par šo procesu. It is said that guru and a disciple should test each other for a certain period of time.
6 months.
Yeah. Could you elaborate more on this process?
You have to make sure he's not speaking Mayavadi philosophy.
Yeah, Guru is not speaking.
You have to make sure the Guru is not speaking Mayavadi philosophy.
You
gotta make sure he doesn't have any girlfriends coming in for private darshan. Should see that he's always speaking about Krishna. He's always purely following the system given by Prabhupada, you
see.
So the spiritual master, he also has to test the disciple. Because when he initiates someone, he takes their karma.
Tāpēc, kad viņš inicē kādu, tad viņš pieņem tā cilvēku karmu.
Prabhupada says he has to take birth again to deliver them if they don't go back to Godhead.
Prabhupada saka, ka skolotājiem ir jāpiedzimst atkal, lai atbrīvot viņu no materiālas pasaules un aizvest atpakaļ pie Dieva.
So the spiritual master has to make sure this person is serious. They're not going to, you know, take initiation and run off the next day and do some nonsense.
Tāpēc garīgiem skolotājiem jāpārliecinās, ka personība konkrētais cilvēks ir ļoti nopietni noskaņots un nākamajā dienā pēc iniciācijas neaizmirst projām.
So this kind has made a nice arrangement. There has to be a waiting period, you see.
Un tāpēc izfonā ir visā iekārtos, ka ir jābūt tādam gaidīšanas periodam.
Formal shelter after a waiting period, initiation after waiting. These waiting periods are very good.
Tātad ir noteikti gaidīšanas periods, un tad formāli tiek patvērums pieņems, un atkal gaidīšanas periods, un tad iniciācija.
Very good arrangement we have in ISKCON.
Un tas ir ļoti labi organizācijas komandā.
So everyone can, so the disciple can make sure, and the spiritual master can also make sure.
Skolnieks var pārliecināties par skolotāju kvalitātēm un skolotājs par skolnieku kvalitātēm.
Кто-то участвует еще в этом процессе, вот, допустим, каким образом преданные участвуют в этом процессе?
Vai kāds cits arī piedalās tajā procesā, kā piemēram Baptists piedalās šajā procesā? Does anybody else take part in this process, for instance, other devotees?
Well, I know when my coming to Krishna consciousness and accepting Prabhupada, every devotee in the temple was involved in my accepting Prabhupada.
You runā par mani,
tad manā gadījumā bija baktis, kas tiek iesaistīti tajā procesā, ka es pieņēmu prapā.
Because they were always telling me, you know, you should surrender and become a disciple.
Tāpēc, ka viņi vienmēr man teica, tev ir jāuztic sevi garīgiem skolotēm, jākļūst par viņu skolnieku.
And Prabhupada would not initiate just because somebody asked for initiation. They would have to be recommended by the temple authority.
Un Prabhupada neinicēja tikai tāpēc, ka kāds vēlējās kļūt par skolnieku. Viņš prasīja, lai tempļa autoritātes sniedz rekomendācijas.
So Srila Prabhupada engaged the temple authority in that process.
Srila Prabhupada iesaistīja tempļu vadību šajā procesā.
He would only take people who were recommended by the temple authority.
Viņš pieņem tikai tos cilvēkus, kurus tempļa vadība rekomendē.
So if you wanted to be initiated by Prabhupada, you had to be recommended by a temple president.
Jūs vēlējāties, lai jūs iniciētu Prabhupādu, jums bija jāsaņem rekomendācija no tempļa vadības. But ja tā draudze ir 25,000, but if that particular congregation consists of 25,000 devotees.
The configure what?
If that particular congregation, let's say that temple, the congregation, and then there is a head of the congregation.
Well, that has to be worked out. That's a matter of local management.
But tas ir jautājums, kā vietējais managements strādā.
That's up to the local, the GBC and the temple presidents to work out a good system locally.
Vietējais GBC, vietējais prezidents, kuriem tad ir, tad viņi lēm, kā tad risināt šo jautājumu.
It depends on the situation.
Atkarīgs no situācijas.
You have a temple with 25,000 people in the congregation. Yeah, the temple president will have to have to delegate to some other committees.
Ja ir draudze un 25,000 cilvēku, tad protams ir tempļa prezidentam ir jādeleģē arī
pirmā. It'll be under his direction and his authorization.
Kas ir, bet tie, tad vienalga, tie viņi darbojas saskaņā ar viņu norādījumiem.
He will depute persons who can actually recommend, and he will say, accept it. He'll pass on the recommendation to the spiritual master because his authorized deputized person has passed it to him. Next question.
Vai sievieti drīkst pieņemt garīgo skolotāju, ja vīrs iebilst? Can a woman accept the spiritual master if her husband is against that, objects?
If you can avoid illicit sex, then it's okay.
Ja jūs varat izvairīties no neatļautām seksuālām attiecībām, tad jā.
Some women don't even tell their husbands they get initiated. They do it secretly.
Ir sievietes, kas nesaka saviem vīriem, nemaz, ka viņas saņem iniciāciju, dar to slepenībā.
The husband is against it.
Jo vīrs ir pret to.
I have one disciple. She's a very good disciple. She strictly follows the principles, but she never told her husband she got initiated.
Man ir viena no skolniecēm, kas ļoti strikti ievēro visus regulējušos principus.
She's very strong in her relationship to maintain the principles.
Bet viņa nekad nav teikusi savam vīram, ka viņa ir iniciēta, bet viņa attiecībās ar vīru ievēro ļoti stingri šos principus.
So the husband is a non-devotee, you don't need his permission.
Un ja vīrs nav bakta, nav Dieva kalps, tad jums nav nepieciešama viņa.
But you have to be very strong to follow the principles, especially no illicit sex.
Bet jums ir jābūt ļoti spēcīgai, lai spētu sekot šiem te regulējušiem principiem, īpaši attiecībā uz seksuālām attiecībām.
Next question. There's a hand myself back there. Okay.
Kā pilnībā iegūt garšu uz klausīšanos? How to get a full taste for listening?
The way to get the full taste for listening is to apply what you've heard.
Lai iegūtu garšu pilnību uz klausīšanos, jums ir jāpielieto tas, ko jūs esat dzirdējusi.
In other words, if you simply hear but you don't apply what the lessons that are taught in the lectures, then you're not going to relish it very deeply.
Citiem vārdiem sakot, ja jūs dzirdat lekcijā kaut ko, bet nepielietojat, tad dzīvē, tas nozīmē, ka jūs neizbaudāt pietiekami dzīvi.
But if you take the instructions deep within your heart,
bet ja jūs pieņemat norādījumus dzīvi savā sirdī,
and sincerely apply them to the best of your ability,
un patiesi pielietojat tās, cik vien labi spējat,
then when you hear, you'll be swimming in an ocean of unlimited nectar.
Tad jūs vienmēr klausoties, jūs peldēsiet būt tā kā nektāra okeānā.
Do you understand?
Vai jūs saprotat? Yeah.
Okay. All right then, so we have to pack actually, we're leaving early tomorrow morning.
Patiesībā mēs rīt āgri no rīta 5:00 dodamies projām, mums ir jāsakravā visas mantas vēl.
And we really hate to leave, I'll be honest. But you all are so wonderful. We love you very much.
You're
very dear to our hearts. So it's all right, we can take you with us in our hearts. Is it okay? All right, we'll take you with you in our hearts. You can travel with us all over the world. And if you give us a place in your heart, so we will stay here in Riga with you too.
Un, ja jūs atvēlēsiet vietu, mums vietu savās sirdīs, tad mēs paliksim pie jums Rīgā.
But we are coming back in October.
Bet mēs atgriezīsimies oktobrī.
So we're looking forward to it.
Tātad mēs jau raugāmies uz šo periodu.
October, yes, and then my Vyas Puja will also be in October in Kaunas on October 22nd. Mark, put on your calendar.
October 22nd.
So, what can I say? Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. You got nothing to lose except your anxiety. Revolutionize your heart. Revolutionize your family. Revolutionize your city of Riga. Revolutionize your country of Latvia. Revolutionize all of Europe. Revolutionize the whole world. The whole universe. All the material universes. Revolutionize the whole thing. By chanting very nicely. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
His Grace, Shri Van Sankarshan, Dasit Kar Maharaj, Ki!
Hare Krishna. Thank you.